FM 90.3 WJTL. Third day, the very distinctive voice of Mac Powell. Let There Be Light. Matthew West's new song, Mercy, is a song. Before that, good morning to you. It is 7:20.
And your weather forecast for today, patchy fog this morning, then mostly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Storms could produce gusty winds, high 79. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Windy, low 64. And for our winning Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 77.
We do have a bit of fog still, 63 degrees. Good morning to you, 7:21. Our very special guests are from Bethany Christian Services. This morning, Deb Riddell and Marianne O'Neill. Good morning again, ladies.
Good morning.
And Deb, I didn't give you a chance to say good morning or hello to anybody before, so who would you like to say hello to?
Thank you. I want to say hi to my husband, John, who's driving the Day Spring Christian Academy van, and to our kids in North Carolina, Maryland, Tennessee, and New York, and to all our wonderful co-workers and co-laborers at Bethany Christian Services who every day work to strengthen and protect families.
Wonderful. And Marianne, earlier you were telling us about the Safe Families for Children, what it does, what you guys are doing in families and in the community. Do you have any great stories about how God has used Bethany Christian Services through this program?
I do. So with Safe Families, our goal is always to keep families together. And there's clients that are experiencing all different types of crises, but one that comes to mind is one day we had gotten a call from a hospital. We had a mom that had just delivered a baby. She was incarcerated, and they were looking for someone to support her while she finished her term. So we were able to secure a host mom that actually took the baby home from the hospital. I think he was 4 pounds when she brought him home.
Wow.
And he stayed with her for 4 months. Mom was able to complete her term. She was able to get out. We were able to assist her with her social worker and getting housing. And the host mom, the best part about the story, and this is how we really see Safe Families, our goal is to also create another family support system for our clients. So this mom is actually still involved with this host mom. This host mom still goes over and helps take her shopping. This host mom was there for this child's first birthday, and mom and baby are just thriving.
Wow.
And it makes me really excited because this is a very heartwarming case for me, because I believe if it wasn't for Safe Families, this probably was a child that would have ended up in the foster system. So we were able to really prevent that. And we know that keeping families together is best for both baby and for mom.
Wow. That is a great story. And earlier, Deb, you were telling us a little bit about how folks can get involved as far as helping to support, because there's quite a cost involved in meeting the needs of some of the foster kids and foster families.
Right, right. And the story Marianne just shared, excuse me, I absolutely love, because it's Christian hospitality. And it's just a very great story about that. But foster care costs all of us taxpayers money. And every day, it costs about $65 for a child to be in foster care, which comes out to about $27,000 a year. So if we can save 10 kids from being in foster care, that saves us as taxpayers about $270,000. And so
amazing.
A program like Safe Families for Children, while it's not, it doesn't generate any revenue, it really saves us as taxpayers. And so it's a program that we really would love to see can stick around, and yet it's has no revenue that comes in, and it's not funded. And so we do look for people to help support that. You can donate all the time. You can also volunteer. If you would like to know more about how to be a host family, how your church can be involved, we would love to talk to you, because this is a program that works best when the volunteers have a community that they can work with. And so
so they're not feeling alone out there.
Right, right. They need support too. And it's not just host families. They have other volunteers that can support them through that. The other way that you can support us is coming up in November, and I know JTL is a part of this, is the Extraordinary Give. There's over 400 nonprofits that are part of that, but you can support Safe Families through that day.
And do they look for Safe Families or Bethany?
They would look for Bethany Christian Services, and honestly, if you want to support Safe Families on that day, you can indicate that on your gift.
Okay. And that'll be part of Extraordinary Gift.
That would be part of that, yeah.
And I know our listeners hear a story like you told, Marianne, and they say, what can we do to help? So whether it's helping financially or whether it's helping volunteering or whether it's going to someone at church and saying, hey, this I heard this morning. This is something we'd like to do. People can get involved and help.
Right, right. And we, as we already shared before, we would love to talk to anybody. If you have more questions, I know sometimes the program is very familiar to us, but when we share it, you go, I think I heard this, I'm not sure. Call us, ask us your questions. We would love to share more about who we are.
You can visit online, safe-families.org, or if they do want to call you or call the office, what's the best number for them to reach?
The number at the office is 717-399-3213, and you could get either Marianne or I at that number.
And once again, online, safe-families.org, or the Bethany website. What's the best way for them to get there?
Bethany.org/Lancaster.
Wonderful. Ladies, thank you for coming today.
Thank you. It has
thank
been
you very much.
Our pleasure.
We loved having you here. Back to the music we go with Casting Crowns. This is